Hello everyone, my name is Alex and you are listening to Daily Psalm Reading. Today we're going to be reading through Psalm 39. We're going to read the psalm two times, first in the King James Version, and then we're going to read it again in the New International Version. And then I'm going to share some thoughts and reflections on the psalm. So join with me as we read Psalm 39 from the King James Version. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me, while I was musing the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely every man walketh in a vain shoe. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Revoke thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence, and be no more. And now we read the same psalm again, that's Psalm 39, but this time we're going to read from the New International Version, which tells us that this is a psalm of David. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good. But my anguish increased, my heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about, heaping up wealth without knowing whose it will finally be. But now, O Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline anyone for their sin, you consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, Lord, listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me, that I might enjoy life again, before I depart and am no more. So this was Psalm 39, a psalm of David. And a few of the previous psalms have been psalms of repentance. It has been David talking about how much his sin weighed him down until he was able to repent. And this psalm reminds me of those. David has said, I will watch my ways, I'll keep my tongue from sin. And he kept silent. But as he did that, his heart grew hot within him until he had to speak. I don't know if you've ever done a silent retreat or tried to have a day of silence. At first, it can seem really difficult. There are things we want to say, or we think, well, surely I need to say this or say that. But spending time recognizing that God still speaks even when, and I'd argue especially when, we are quiet and able to listen. But sometimes when we're quiet, it feels like all our thoughts and the things we need to say are going to burst out of our chest. Or as David said, my heart grew hot within me, until eventually he speaks out. And what does he speak out? Well, it reminds me a lot of the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, the book of Ecclesiastes is a wisdom book. And you might recognize the phrase, vanity of vanity, all is vanity and chasing after the wind. And we get that especially from the King James Version. A few times David said that things were in vain. Verse 5, he says, verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. And it doesn't mean that these things are worthless, but it means that all the things that we think are best, and when we try our best in our own strength, and we store up riches, just as the psalmist has said, well, in the end, who gets them? In 100 years, where will those riches be? In 1,000 years, where will those riches be? Well, they seem so important today, but those aren't the things that will last forever. And so the psalmist cries out, and now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Our hope isn't in our riches. These things fade away. But our hope is in God, who never fades away. And when we believe in him, we are born again. And we too will last forever with him. And we have this assurance of eternal life. But now we feel the weight of our transgressions and the weight of our sin. We feel it, and it's heavy on us. And so we cry to God for help. Don't let shame stop you from approaching God. Tell him everything. It's not going to surprise him. He already knows. He already sees. David recognizes at the end, he says, I dwell with you as a foreigner, as a stranger, as all my ancestors were. That he still longs to be closer to God. We read that Moses is a friend with God and speaks with God face to face. And I wonder if David thinks about that and he can see how much he still has to go in terms of his relationship with God. And we can do the same. We can go, wow, that person has such a great relationship with God. Compared to them, I am a stranger. I am a foreigner to you, God. So please hear my prayer. But there's also in verse 13 this strange request. Look away from me that I may enjoy life again before I depart and am no more. What does this mean? Look away from me. Well, David is feeling the weight of his sin, and I think there's a few ways that we could take this. When he's in God's presence, does he feel the weight of his sin even more? We become more conscious of our sins the closer we get to God. And is he saying, Lord, look away from me, I can't bear this guilt anymore? Maybe. Maybe there's some regret that now he knows the truth, he's got to walk in it. He can't enjoy the things that he enjoyed before because now those things seem sinful. and they weigh heavy on him. Now, I don't think David's heart is to be out of God's presence. And I think through the psalm, we see this longing to be in God's presence, but it's so hard because he feels the weight of his sin. And he's contemplating whether it's better that God would look away that he can enjoy things. But this is the confidence that we have now in Jesus, that our sins are totally forgiven, that we can enter God's presence with boldness. And if our sin seems to be weighing us down and being heavy on us, tell God how you're feeling. Lord, my sin feels heavy. I feel it in my chest. Coming into your presence, I'm so aware of what's going on inside of me. Some days I think it would be better to simply hide away in my sin. This is brutal honesty we get from David. But when we look at David's life, we know that though he makes mistakes, he turns back to God and he repents. And so we have this beautiful, heart-aching psalm from David about the weight of sin, about how short life is compared to eternity. But I guarantee you that spending this life in God's presence is the best thing we can do, because it's preparing us for that eternity with him. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.